Pakistani President Asif Ali Zardari visited flood-stricken areas of his country today after coming under fire over his foreign trips and his government's perceived slow response to the country's worst-ever natural disaster. The floods, triggered by torrential monsoon downpours, killed more than 1,600 people, forced 2 million others from their homes, and disrupted the lives of about 14 million people, or 8% of the population, many of whom now face the specter of water and mosquito-borne diseases such as acute diarrhea and malaria. The World Health Organization's emergency response manager for the Pakistan flood, Dr. Irshad Shaikh, told us the problems they are facing.
What is critical to understand is that this crisis, first of all, is unprecedented in magnitude and scope. Second, the affected population has been left totally destitute, so there are no coping capacities left behind. They have left their houses, livestock, cattle, valuables, crops. Secondly, roads and bridges are destroyed. Base of water requires a speedboat to access. So again, access is a major issue. So having keeping that all in mind, the problems because of lack of safe water and lack of sanitation is compounding our problems. So from a health perspective, our major concerns potentially are they are worried about some bouts of communicable disease outbreaks in this population because they do not have access to safe water. Sanitation is virtually non-existent. It's dirty water, stagnant water. In the few days to come, we might have some vector-borne diseases like malaria or other vector-borne diseases. So being a pretty complex situation.